Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Dave Pasch Podcast. I'm your host, ESPN and Arizona Cardinals broadcaster Dave Pasch. My guest this week is Frank Caliendo, one of the most talented comedians alive. Frank has been on the show before. You've probably watched or listened to Frank many times over the last two decades. And what we love to do with Frank is something I think is pretty unique. I don't know that anybody else is doing this either on radio or television on podcasts.
Nobody in the history of Western civilization.
Having Frank voice over our actual highlights of Cardinals games with the actual script, but not voicing them as me or Wolf, doing it in a number of different voices like Al Pacino, Liam Neeson, Morgan Freeman, Tracy Morgan, Bill Walton, Ron Wolfley, and Jack Nicholson.
Flat shovel, flat face. That's how you run the ball inside the red zone. A little goal to go.
As you can tell, Frank has a lot of fun with this. Plus, Frank's a Cardinals fan, so he's invested in the team and wants to see the team do well. We're presented by BetMGM, the official sports betting partner of the Arizona Cardinals, and by Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Sign up today with BetMGM, the official partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Use code CARDS1000 and get back up to $1,000 in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona only. New customer offer. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Also, if you want to see Frank in person, you can do that. He is going to be performing in Phoenix December 7th and December 9th. Now, December 7th at Desert Ridge CB Live. That show is sold out, but you can still get tickets. FrankOnStage.com for December 9th, downtown Phoenix at Stand Up Live. Two shows, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. But right now, we have Frank all to ourselves here on the Dave Pasch Podcast. Don't interrupt me right away. Don't do it. I knew. Because every time I start this thing, you jump in like trying to be Bill.
I was going
to
clear my throat.
No, you're trying to do your...
I'm burmoning. I wasn't even trying.
Say what you will, but nobody circles the intro like Caliendo.
This is the third time you've been on.
It is?
Yeah, we've had...
Why would I agree to this?
I don't know. We've had a few guests that have appeared twice. You're the first to appear three times.
Wow, there's like Steve Martin hosting Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Tom Hanks.
I did have Charles Barkley on for the first time. He was the last guest.
Oh, that's a knucklehead. I should have listened to more of that to hear what I had to say.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's very, very good.
So there's two reasons that we wanted to get you on. The first is that it's that time of year where we're in the middle of the season. There have been some good things that have happened the last couple weeks,
yeah.
Even though the Cardinals didn't win against Houston. So there's some highlights. And also, with a 2-9 record, it's time to have a little fun. And
yeah.
So let's bring you in and have some fun and do some highlights and some
Yeah, why
impressions.
Not? Make it happen. Make some magic happen.
Yeah. I also want to ask you about the shows you have coming up.
Yeah.
Frank Caliendo Live doing your stand-up routine here in
you
Phoenix.
You still don't know. It's just Frank Caliendo Live. You like to call it that. It's like Sesame Street Live.
No.
Like on roller skates or
on,
something.
Online, it says Frank Caliendo Live.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, I'll have them change that because I don't like it.
Yeah, have the people, your handlers,
yeah, well,
fix
so,
it.
Yeah, so I'm doing, what do I got? I got, you got it down there somewhere.
Well, you're in Irvine on November 29th.
Yes.
Yes. You're in Denver December 6th.
Irvine at the Improv at the Spectrum. FrankOnStage.com brings you everywhere. I'm sure you'll plug that afterwards.
Yes, but. FrankOnStage.com. And then you're going to be in Phoenix
yeah.
December 7th, 7:30 p.m. at CB Live in Desert Ridge, but that's sold out.
That's sold out.
So,
and I think you might be there.
And I mean, the $3.50 for the ticket was hard to cough up. But you know what? It's that time of year, splurge.
Right, yeah.
And December 9th, you have two shows downtown at Stand Up Live in Phoenix.
Yes.
6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Their tickets still available
tickets
for
Tickets are still right? available for that. FrankOnStage.com or StandUpLive.com gets you there as well.
Is it all impressions?
I kind of mix the stuff up. It's like talking like we're doing right now, is where I'll throw something in. I make an observation. So, for example, I'm trying to think of something with... Like a Chris Berman, it always starts out when you listen to him. It's like it's like he's starting a car, kind of like Well, that's what Nance and Romo are really. Is like when Nance, and maybe I've done this for you before, I don't know, but Romo, whenever he starts cutting in, it's like he's revving it up. It's like Jim. I just went to an F1 race this weekend, and that's what it was like. It was like every time Max Verstappen or Charles Leclerc would go by, I'd be like Jim.
Jim, 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 Jim. Oh, here we go, Jim.
I heard you had a great time getting home, too.
It was crazy. I mean, we're just waiting around. So many planes were going. We think we saw, my daughter is a huge Charles Leclerc fan. So for anybody who doesn't know racing, Charles Leclerc is the Ferrari team. We went to Italy over this summer. We'd never been overseas before. You go there like every other weekend because you have 35 jobs to pay for it. So we went to the Ferrari Museum there, which just secured her love for Ferrari even more. But her favorite driver is this guy, Charles Leclerc. So we went and we had a great time. I'd never been to a race before, any kind of race.
I haven't either. That's one sport I've never called. I've never even been there. I have great admiration for people that can call
it's
racing.
Nothing like you can even – I could not imagine how interesting it was once you're there. You don't get – on television, it's kind of fun. But in real life, the speed, there's a similarity. The first time I was ever, I was at Fox at the time, and I was on the field for Packers Cardinals here. This is 20 years ago. And I was down on the field. I had a pass from Fox, and I was down, and I had no idea how fast and powerful guys were. I mean, I was blown away being down there because a friend was in the stands. Guy opens for me, George Cantor. He's like, "Are you coming up with us?" I'm like, "No, I got a good spot over here." He's like, "Is that you on the sidelines?" He's texting me like, "Yeah." Then I finagled my way over here. I was in the truck.
Meanwhile, the guy that opens for you is in the corner of the
stadium.
That
was him. Yeah. That was him. He was deep. He was in the nosebleeds. He's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "He's like, is that you?" And I'm like, "Well, look down there by the first down marker."
It is amazing. I mean, our job as announcers is to bring people inside so they feel like they're on the field. They feel like they're in the locker room. But there is no substitute for actually being on the field. Like, I was at USC last week, went down on the field before the game to watch Caleb Williams warm up.
Sure.
And watching him in person, watching him on television, so different from actually standing 10 feet away from a guy. Because, like, his lower body is big. And I was talking to a couple coaches. I'm like, he's listed at 212, I think. And they're like, no, he's 220, maybe 225.
Thick trunk.
Yeah. And sometimes you can't tell on TV or you can't tell in person unless you're right there and you see it.
I'll tell you, and this is a guy that I found very interesting because I went to the Final Four, or not the Final Four last year, but I went to, which it'll be in Arizona this year. But I went to the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 Elite Eight in Vegas last year. And this is one of those moments where you see somebody, Jaime Jaquez,
from UCLA. Yeah.
Jaquez, holy cow. The athleticism of that guy that you don't see, he looks like a banger on TV. It looks like he's just bumping around and fighting. You watch him, his vertical, like the way he was moving on the court, you don't see it on TV.
Yeah.
And then you watch him live and you're like, holy cow, he's got bounce.
How about Larry Fitzgerald? I mean, as big as he is on TV or when you're watching him from the stands, but when you see Larry on the field in full pads, he looks like he's 6'9". He looks like LeBron, and he's not nearly as
tall. I'll tell you what,
he
would tell you nowhere. He would say nothing like, because I saw Larry years ago at a game after I did the LeBron letter with Mike and Mike years ago. The Cavs invited me to the game where they played at the Suns.
First of all, what was the LeBron letter? You got to fill
the LeBron in. Letter was I'm coming home. When I read the LeBron letter as Morgan Freeman,
gotcha.
And that went viral. Jimmy Fallon played it on the Tonight Show. He's like, "Do you like it when people do when you do impressions of you?" He's like, "No, not really." You know that kind of. So that was a guy yells out to the crowd. He's like, "Hey, Bron. And LeBron looks out to me and LeBron looks out to us, the guy calling, and he points to me and LeBron goes, "Oh," because I'd just done that LeBron letter and it was such a huge thing. So it was cool. We ended up talking to him for a half an hour after the game and stuff. But I went down and Larry was down on the court at the time and went down to talk to Larry for a little bit. I'm like, he was in awe. He was like a little kid watching LeBron. I'm like, you're a Hall of Fame NFL player. He goes, "Yeah, I was pretty good, but I've never been this," or "I am pretty." He was playing at the time. Yeah. He's like, I'm pretty good, but I've never been anything like this. He goes, "That guy's doing things at 6'9".
Oh,
and just built like a tank. And he's like, "It's unbelievable to me that he can jump like that, move like that, understand the game like that." He's just like, "That's ridiculous."
You'll appreciate this. So we were doing a game in Cleveland. It was me, Walton and Dick Vitale. It was an NBA game. It was Cavaliers and I think it was like Atlanta or something. Right. And LeBron, I think he was at the free throw line, and he starts kind of backpedaling, and he looks over to the table because he'll look over to the table actually a lot. I think he looks over to see, like, if we're looking back, like, wow, that was crazy what you just did.
Right.
Like, he hit a three the other night. He was in LA, and he kind of turns around towards us and then looks in the crowd and goes, I'm a bad bleep bleep.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right.
Like, and so anyway, he's kind of backpedaling, and he looks over, and he sees Bill, and he just starts to double over laughing. Just at the sight, because Bill had a tie-dye shirt on and he's calling an NBA.
Ready to go. Here we are. It's a crossover game. And that was the greatest crossover dribble in the history of Western civilization. Is Allen Iverson 6'9" now? How did he pull that off? We're talking about practice.
So you mentioned Italy. I do have to mention this. I do have to ask you about the trip, because I know at first you were somewhat hesitant because you like to watch sports. You watch a lot of college basketball, and you like, even in the summer, you're watching basketball. You're watching the finals. You're watching USA basketball, right? You're watching a lot of international basketball.
My son gets into it. So whatever my kids like, my daughter likes F1, my son likes basketball, so whatever, my son likes football too. So whatever they're into, I tend to be into.
So your wife and kids did drag you to Italy.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
I was more scared to fly over water. It's a weird thing where I just didn't like to fly over big bodies of water.
But you loved it, and you're going back.
Absolutely. It was one of my favorite.
It's unbelievable, right?
I could not believe how the little towns, I didn't understand it until it's my toilet theory. I call it the toilet theory. Every town you go to, every little village you go to, the toilet looks different. You don't know where the lever's going to be for the flush. You don't know where the tank is going to be. The bowl's going to look different. And the reason is because every manufacturer is a little manufacturer around there, and they all make they just make stuff for their little area. That's the way everything is in Italy. Every little town has its own, there aren't big corporations making, and nothing bit wrong with big corporation, but there's nothing making the same toilet. Like, you go somewhere here, every bathroom basically looks, pretty much the same. You know, the tank is right behind. There were tanks like near the ceiling. How does this even work? And there's a tube running down, or maybe there's just a hole in the ground.
Man, there's a lot of things I like about Italy, but I had not thought about the toilets.
It's all you're going to do.
Maybe this is a podcast for the future, the Italy toilet podcast, because there's so many other things to talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was fantastic, but I'm just saying that's how I
noticed
it.
That's what you remember. You're going back.
No, it's because I noticed the differences, and that's what made me realize that each little place has its own, its own little.
So as a comedian, you have to, right? You have to notice these things. You notice little things, right?
I guess.
You're very perceptive. You're studying people and things, right?
Yeah, but it was that. And when you're walking down the street and cars can just drive in between you, I've never felt anything like the roads are about as wide as a sidewalk here, and the cars are half the size, and everything drives anywhere they want to go, and they don't even honk. People just kind of get out of the way and hope.
Before we get to the highlights, give me your thoughts on the Cardinals. Obviously, you knew, like we all did, that this was going to be a season of transition.
That's a positive spin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, this is a podcast for the Cardinals, and I am an employee of the Cardinals, but you don't
rebuild. Wait, what?
You don't rebuild in the NFL.
No.
Look at the Houston Texans. That people said they're rebuilding. Guess what? They're not. They got one guy, and it changed everything. So that's why I don't say rebuilding when it comes to pro football. I think your reset is even a stretch, but it's a transition. You're trying to develop a culture. You've got a new GM, a new coach. You're laying a new foundation. So it's about finding the people that fit what you're trying to do and evaluating the people as well as the players. And then that determines where you're going from here. Houston did that. They hired a new head coach. Now the GM had been there, but they identified C.J. Stroud as the guy that could take what they already had and turn them from a bad
team. Well, you hear all that talk about they weren't even sure they were going to take him. Like, there was a lot that went on that had they moved up in the draft, they might not have taken him. So they probably wouldn't have. They probably would have gone the other way. So it's kind of amazing how those things work out. But I think if you get your quarterback set, I mean, you can see the difference with Kyler back. There's just a different feeling. Kyler's playing like the original Kyler, right? I mean, it's not – a couple of years ago, there were some moments where you're watching Kyler going, what's he doing? Well, now he's back to being Kyler Murray. So I think, and there's a whole thing where he was a young kid coming in. Everybody's so young, and all this money and your fame and everything, it's, listen, I've had little moments of some types of fame and some types of money. It kind of gradually came for me, and it was even at my height. I felt like indestructible at a certain point. So I can understand how if you're a kid, you know, all of a sudden you're in this, you're leading an NFL team to be the face of a team. That's hard to do. And you're a man. I get it. You're a young man. But the reality is, as God, we're most of us guys. We're not. It takes us to be about 30 before we even understand what's going on in the world a lot of the time. My daughter is so ahead of the game with just worrying about life, where my son's like, whatever. You know, it's she's worried about every little thing in life, what steps she's going to take to get to her final career path. And my son's like, you know, I got to run to the bathroom. I'll be back.
Well, you and I were talking about this on the way over here. That's one of the issues right now with the NIL, the name, image, likeness, and the money that's being given to kids in college.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is, because you've got 18, 19-year-old kids. I mean, I can only imagine at that age having that kind of lifestyle trying to still love football basketball.
Well, that's the thing is, how many players loved the game that much back in the day? You know, we look at it a totally different way. A lot of times, especially in football, the way you can get hurt and your body can be just destroyed, a lot of guys are just using football to get to something else because they can make so much more money. And you can't fault them for that, because a lot of us, we don't even go through anywhere near that kind of. Imagine somebody just punching you repeatedly daily and throwing you to the ground and hitting you as hard as they train to tackle you and hit you and catch you and whatever. It's insane to understand that kind of punishment you take when you're making that much money. Listen, we all look at it as our regular person lives. And if you're in the situation, you look at it a different way. And, you know, when you're in that, I look at this, you know, it's even when somebody gets injured, you're like, somebody's getting paid so much. NFL players, they'll play through so much. Where an NBA guy, you know, what's the kids in college that know they're going to get drafted? The injuries, they're out for 20 games, you know, with an ankle. And it's like, how bad is it? You know, I don't know, but he's getting drafted, so he can't be stupid. You can look at it two ways. That's awful, but you look at it the other way, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You screw it up, you play on a bad ankle, you don't look good, all of a sudden,
your draft stock goes down, and the money goes down.
You lose $10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
So, as a Cardinal fan, do you see a difference? So, in general, when you're watching the games, do you feel like, hey, what I'm noticing is
more energy?
Is different.
Yeah, with Kyler back, there's another kind of, there's a different kind of energy. So I think that there's, yes. So but it takes a little bit of time. Like you said, it's not a rebuild, but you can't do it immediately most of the time. And things have to click. Now you see Kyler back. Now they can go, okay, this piece is ready to go. Now what do we do? And then you start. Then the wheels get churning.
Suns, Kevin Durant playing great. Devin Booker finally back. I have the Suns Wednesday home here against Golden State, so I haven't seen him yet in person. I'm curious. Can't wait.
Beal's out for a while.
He's out, and Draymond's obviously going to be suspended. He's not going to play in that game on Wednesday. We're taping this on Monday. It's really hard to evaluate them until Beal obviously plays, but they're above 500, and Booker's missed a bunch of games. And the West is as good as it's been.
The NBA is so different than like the NFL, though. The NBA, all you have to do is get a decent spot in the playoffs and then peak at the right time and have your guys healthy. And if you believe you have the right formula to win and the chemistry to win, that's what it's like, putting it all together at the right time. The regular season is kind of a show, and then the playoffs. Every game counts in the NFL. That's the big difference. Is you've got to, you know, that's why guys are playing through everything, and it's a war out there every day.
So, despite the fact that it's been a struggle for most of the year, a lot of injuries, two wins. There have been some highlights, especially with Kyler back. So, having you here, we get a chance to have a little fun and relive these. But I thought we'd do it a little different. The previous times we've had you, we've given you the script, and then you do the impressions, and I jump in with different names.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be better maybe to play the highlight. First of all, you can laugh at us calling it. But also for the listener that maybe doesn't remember the play or what it was said. And then I think it actually makes us appreciate your talent.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
More.
Whenever you can appreciate my talent, I really look forward to it.
But I'm serious.
Listen,
because
I was at an airport trying to get home during this. So,
well, so it's good you didn't hear it then. This will be the first time you hear it.
No, but I listen to everything you do over and over.
Okay, all right. So let's start with let's play the call of let's go back to week one. This is a Cam Thomas defensive touchdown against Washington. We'll play the call and then we'll go from there.
You got Howell in the gun again, flanked to his right by Gibson.
Man, you go deep with the
shotgun
voice.
Snap. Howell's going to pass. Straight drop. In trouble, being chased by Gardeck. And he fumbles the ball, and it's picked up at the 2-yard line. And it's a touchdown picked up by Cam Thomas after the forced fumble by Gardeck. And Thomas is in for the touchdown, and the Cardinals have the lead with under a minute to go in the half.
Knock the pig out of the barn, baby.
Baby.
And give your defense a chance to make the play. We got a pig rolling on the ground. Picked up. Touchdown.
Touchdown. I'm just trying to remember when to roll the back of my throat. Are you talking to me?
All right, so you have the script. You heard it now.
I wasn't even listening. I was just mocking you, Durant.
Yeah, you have the context.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's start calling it as Charles Barkley.
Oh, you got Howell in the gun again. Flanked was right by
Shaq.
Gibson.
Shotgun, snap. Howell's going to pass.
Adam Schefter.
And according to my sources, in trouble, being chased by Gardeck.
Morgan Freeman.
And he fumbles the ball. And it's picked up at the 2-yard line.
John C. Reilly.
And it's a touchdown. That's pretty good there. Picked up by Cam Thomas after the forced fumble
Al Pacino.
By Gardeck. And Thomas is in for the touchdown, and the Cardinals have the lead.
Robin Williams.
Oh, my goodness, with under a minute to go in the half, who knew? Knock the pig out of the barn,
Stephen
baby.
A. Smith.
And I have to believe you have to give your defense a chance to make the play. We got a pig rolling around
Chris Berman
on the ground. Yee, yee, yee. Say what you will, but picked up. Touchdown. Bleh.
Very good. It's very good. How do you do that, man?
Magic. It's one magic.
Seriously. This is not rehearsed. I have a list of names in front
the
of me.
The one that, if you notice, the one that took me a little while to remember in my head was John C. Reilly. So I was getting there, but I don't remember that you touched my drum set.
But how do you switch that quickly?
It's kind of like muscle memory. It's like I just do it enough times that I can just remember what the person is like.
All right. So this is against the Giants. This is a James Conner 4-yard touchdown run. Let's go ahead and play the highlight.
Knock the pig out of the barn.
Conner off the left side and into the end zone for the first offensive touchdown of 2023 for the Arizona Cardinals.
Flat shovel, flat face. That's how you run the ball inside the red zone. A little goal to goal. Hand it off to James Conner. Let him find the light. And that's what he did.
Does he just get back from the dentist and having his wisdom teeth removed? What is Wolf doing?
Dear flat shovel.
What?
He's, I don't know what he's doing. I still haven't figured it out. It's been almost 20 years
together. My
Wolf
keeps turning into different people, too. It turns into Bill Walton and Jesse the Body Ventura. Flat shovel, flat face.
All right, let's start this call as Jeff Goldblum.
Ah, give to Conner. Ooh, off the side.
Robert Downey Jr.
Into the end zone for the first offensive touchdown of 2023.
Mel Kiper.
For the talk about tremendous team, the Arizona Cardinals.
Chris Hemsworth.
Flat shovel. Well, of course, flat face. That's how you run the ball.
Matthew McConaughey.
Abilene. Well, that's just a tough one for me. Took me a second to get there, but I did. Red zone, a little goal to go.
Robert De Niro.
Hand it off to James Conner, let him find the light, and that's what he did. Huh? 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 Flat shovel, flat face. Remember that? Huh? It's like the pig in the barn thing. Knock that pig out of the barn, baby.
Just do flat shovel, flat face as Jack Nicholson.
Flat shovel, flat face. That's how you run the ball inside the red zone. A little goal to go.
hand it off to James Conner, let him find the light, and that's what he did. Here's James Conner.
Flat shovel, flat shovel, flat face. That's how you run the ball inside the red zone, sonny.
How about Liam Neeson, flat shovel, flat face?
Flat shovel, flat face. That's how you run the ball inside the red zone.
How about doing the knock the pig out of the barn as Tracy Morgan?
Oh, knock the pig out of the barn, baby. That's crazy. You give your defense a chance to make the play. We got a pig rolling around on the ground. Picked up. Touchdown, baby. I want to put a touchdown here. That's what I did.
I think, first of all, James Conner is going to be incredibly flattered when he hears this. More flattered than saying that he's got a flat shovel, I'm guessing. All right.
Snowplow in the desert.
What are you doing, Wolf? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my head hurts already.
Yeah.
Not from the flat shovel, either.
Hole in the ozone.
What are you talking about?
Hairspray for everyone.
What?
Who's crazier, Walton or Wolfley?
Hard to believe there could be anyone crazier.
Like, that's three crazy people with similar voices. Wolf, Bill Walton, and Jesse the Body.
I get asked that a lot. Who's crazier? I think it's pretty obvious. Walton. It's not close.
Because Walton's, like, at least what Wolf is doing is orbiting the planet. What Walton does is he goes to a different dimension. He's in the multiverse.
That's fair.
So Walton, here we go, enjoying ourselves. This is the Doctor Strange in the multiverse of madness and the way it happens. Here we go, three Spider-Men standing together, rising as one.
I still remember.
Give it to the Hulk inside. Download to the big guy.
The game that you, me, and Bill did a stretch for, Arizona State.
I've got to come back and do that.
Yeah,
we've
got
to talk to them because that was you had the best line of the whole thing because you said, this is such a weird night. You're actually making Bill talk about basketball.
Right.
Because I was so far off, and I'm like, as you said that line, I'm like, that's the best that's the best thing that could be said. There's so much truth to that.
Hey, ESPN will be happy. That's what it took to get Bill to talk about basketball, having Frank Caliendo on. Imitating Bill.
What does Twitter have to say? What does Twitter even mean? It's not even that. They're calling it X. Why? What is happening here? The Roman numeral 10. We all understand. And I am Julius Caesar going down.
All right, this is against Dallas. This is a Rondale Moore 45-yard touchdown run.
Going to hand it off to Moore. Big hole up the middle. 40, 35, 30, 20, far side 10. Moore to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals. A 45-yard run from Rondale Moore. There it is. And the Cardinals lead it 15-3.
If you climb in the saddle, be ready for the ride. That was Rondale Moore.
We can hear you laughing in the back.
Climbing into the saddle, running the inside play out of the gun, and he was shot out of a cannon.
If you're waiting in line for the roller coaster and it breaks down, you're going to be sitting there for a while.
What are you doing?
All right.
Where does he write these things down? Does this just come to his head?
Oh, it's in his head. He didn't write anything down.
I mean, maybe you'd have to learn how to write where does that even come from? What is the visual going on in his head for that to be what comes out of his mouth?
I have no clue. You're asking the wrong person. You'd have to ask him.
I don't think he knows.
No, I don't think
that
he knows
either.
That
hat's too tight that he's wearing.
It's funny because Jim Omohundro, our producer, we have a pregame segment each game, and he'll play the Wolfleyisms. That's what we call it, the Wolfleyisms, from a game from like 15 years ago where it's Wolf just saying crazy things throughout the game, and he sits there and laughs at himself. Because I think he's wondering, like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. Wow.
So, all right. So let's do that play right there. So the Moore 45-yard touchdown run. Let's start out as John Madden.
Hey, you're going to head off to Moore, big hole up the middle. I mean, 40.
Robert Downey Jr.
35, 30, 20, far side 10.
Robert
Moore
De Niro.
To the house. Touchdown Cardinals, huh? Yeah, 45-yard.
Morgan Freeman.
Rondale Moore.
Liam Neeson.
If you climb into the saddle. Be ready for the ride.
Nance and Romo.
Oh, Jim,
That was Rondale Moore. Oh, Jim, climb to the saddle, run inside, play out of the gun. Here we go, Jim.
Seth Rogen.
And he was shot out of a cannon. I don't know.
Al Michaels. That
was unbelievable. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. And that, we ran out of words from the script. Which is what happens to Al every Thursday night.
All right, so... did we read the whole thing there? I got carried away.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do If You Climb in the Saddle, Be Ready for the Ride. Let's do that as Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, here we go. If you climb into the saddle, be ready for the ride.
All right, do it now as Barkley.
If you climb into the saddle, be ready for the ride, knucklehead. That was Rondale Moore climbing into the saddle, running the inside player out of the gun, and he was shot out of a cannon.
Can you do it as Pat Summerall?
If you climb into the saddle, be ready for the ride. Rondale Moore climbing to the saddle, running inside, play out of the gun. He was shot out of a cannon. That would be great, Eric. Going to hand it off to Moore. Big hole in the middle. 40, 35, 30, 20. Fireside 10. Moore to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Can you do the wolf part? Just the wolf part as Summerall and Madden together?
Yeah, well, that would be 45-yard run from Rondale Moore. Cardinals lead 15-3. I mean, if you climb into the saddle, I mean, you got to be ready for the ride. That was right there. You got Rondale Moore climbing into the saddle, running inside out of the gun, and then boom. I mean, it was like he was shot out of a cannon. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Okay, and now Kyler's back. So this is...
We got more.
This is from yesterday. We got two more. Oh, you didn't see that?
No,
there was another
there, I didn't know you
piece of paper?
No, it was collated.
Do you need some water? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So this will be the Rondale Moore touchdown catch yesterday. You said you were trying to get home, so maybe you didn't hear it live, but...
I thought we were done. I used up all my energy on this.
Sorry. All right, we'll do the Rondale Moore 48-yard touchdown yesterday. Go ahead.
First and 10, two tight ends, two receivers. Murray out of shotgun, takes the snap, back to throw, looking over the middle. Now launches it deep, middle of the field, into the end zone, and an over-the-shoulder catch by Rondale Moore for a touchdown. What a gorgeous throw by Kyler Murray. A 48-yard strike to Rondale Moore.
The mighty Kyler Murray once
mighty
again.
Mighty Mouse.
You go ahead and you drop the dime right over the middle
right
of the field,
over
the top. The ball came down out of nowhere.
He didn't know what he was
right
saying.
Into
the
arms of Rondale Moore. Incredible.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
All right. Let's call it starting as Al Pacino.
First and 10. Two tight ends. Two receivers. Murray out of the shotgun.
Robin Williams.
Oh, my God. He takes the step back to throw. Looking over the middle. Now launches it
Al Pacino
deep.
Again.
Middle. Off the field. In the end zone. And over the shoulder catch by Rondale Moore for a touchdown.
Jeff Goldblum.
Ah, what a gorgeous throw by Kyler Murray. Yes, sir.
Mel Kiper.
Talk about a 48-yard strike to Rondale Moore. The mighty Kyler Murray. Once again, you go ahead. You drop the dime right over the middle of the field.
Jerry
over
Seinfeld.
Over the top, the ball came down out of nowhere, right in the arms of Rondale Moore.
Al Pacino.
It's incredible. Ah, yes, it was.
All right, am I wearing you out over there? You're sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
tired.
The mighty Kyler Murray once again. Just do that as Jeff Van Gundy.
The mighty Kyler Murray once again as I'm getting punched in the stomach in every single sentence I speak.
I haven't even worked on that since.
Since you were here last year.
Yeah, so I just went back to Seth Rogen. I don't know. Why are we even doing that?
Do you have a favorite impression?
No, not really. Whenever they're newer and different, I guess. That's when it's the most.
Do you have any you're working on right now?
There's always a bunch, but they're always terrible.
You don't want to try one out?
Nope.
Okay.
Half the stuff I do is working on it. My wolf is gone. I got to get wolf back.
There, it's starting to happen.
Here, how about...
starting to happen.
How about...
Maybe if I hold my nose and throat, I never just... Oh, the mighty Kyler Murray.
what is going on? There's like, I can't think, I don't understand what's happening in his brain or in his throat when he's talking. Like, there's so much of a, there's a traffic jam. That's, if you could talk about Wolf from the neck up, it's a traffic jam. I think that's literally what it is.
48 planes on the tarmac.
All right. We got one more. This is the Kyler Murray 1 yard touchdown run against Houston yesterday. Okay. So yeah. We'll listen to the call first here.
Snap to Murray. He's going to keep it running right. In trouble at the 10. Cuts right to the 5. Sticks the ball out into the end zone for the touchdown. I have no idea how Kyler Murray just did that. He was dead to rights back near the 10-yard line, and he scrambled out of trouble, outran everybody, and got it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Those little quick feet. Oh, my goodness, the 4-3 was unleashed, getting the edge and somehow breaking the plane and getting it in. Oh, chop those feet up, Kyler Murray.
There it is, a cross between David Blaine and the fastest man in the world.
All right, so let's start the call. When we get to Wolf, after I'm done, stop, because I'm going to like do rapid fire on Wolf's call for
okay.
you. I may take a little bit more time here on each character.
Sure.
For me, but then when we get to Wolf, you can just kind of rifle them away. We'll really test your skills here, especially now that you're fatigued. We're in the fourth quarter here. You're almost done. All right, so start with me as Shaq.
Snap to Murray. He's going to keep it running right. In trouble.
Jack Nicholson.
Cuts right to the 5, sticks the ball out into the end zone for a touchdown.
Stephen A. Smith.
I have no idea how Kyler Murray even did that. He was dead to rights back near the 10-yard line and scrambled
Chris Berman.
In trouble, outran everybody, and got into the end zone for the touchdown.
All right, so let's start Wolf as Morgan Freeman.
Pitter patter.
Tracy Morgan.
Pitter patter.
Bill Walton.
Those quick little feet. Oh, my goodness. The 4-3 was unleashed.
Robert De Niro.
And somehow breaking the plane and getting in.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Chop those feet up, little Kyler Murray. Chop them up.
This is actually a good Morgan Freeman.
Pitter patter. Pitter patter. Those quick little feet. Oh, my goodness. The 4-3 was unleashed. Getting the edge. And somehow breaking the plane and getting it in. Oh, chop those feet up, Kyler Murray.
That's pretty good. Send that in for the Emmy.
Kyler Murray climbed through 500 yards of the filthiest slop I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to.
Great movie. Do you watch, when you do your Morgan Freeman, do you go back and watch the movies?
It's very Shawshank, yeah.
It
totally.
Is. It was excellent.
Yes, there we are.
Can you do Tim Robbins or no?
I've been able to do it at times, but I wouldn't be able to do it right now.
Okay, and you can't do me, I guess?
You can't do me. Ugh.
No, that's where I would go to find it, because you actually do have, it's funny because your call is just like your regular voice amplified a little bit.
Yeah,
it's not
a little
like
fired up. Yeah. Well, I'm fired up.
Yeah, of course, no. But yeah, that's so it's I think there is something to do with you. There is 100%. That's why it works when you do a game. But yeah, it would take a lot of work and it's not worth it.
All right. Can we do the pitter patter little those local, let's do it as Liam Neeson.
Pitter patter. Pitter patter. Those quick little feet. Oh my goodness. The 4-3 was unleashed.
Do Shaq.
Getting the edge. And somehow bring the plane and getting in. I'll chop those feet up, little Kyler Murray. Now get in my pocket, tiny little man. Here, I'm going to take Kyler and put him on my Christmas tree.
Can you do a flat shovel, flat face, and knock the pig out of the barn, baby? Like back to back, as Matthew McConaughey. See, I'll give you time now because last time I was unfair. Wait,
I have to get into that. Matthew McConaughey's one. My voice is almost gone now.
Okay,
so.
We're almost done. We're almost done.
No, I'm just trying to. I believe there are ways to do this sort of thing. It takes a while to get there. Knock the pig out of the barn, baby, because that give your defense. See, I can't get this.
But to knock the pig out of the barn, baby, is
knock
good.
The pig out of the barn, baby, and give your defense a chance to make the play. We got a pig rolling around. We got a pig rolling around on the ground. Picked up. Touchdown. That's almost Jerry Jones. I have knocked a pig out of the barn. I've knocked a pig out of the barn. I have. I can't get them.
And obviously for several reasons we stayed away from politicians, even though your impressions of
oh, we'll do it. You'll just cut it. Here it is. Quite frankly, we're knocking the pig out of the barn, baby. A lot of people are talking about the barn and your defense has a chance to make the play. We got a pig rolling around the ground, picked up, touchdown. My
I don't know if we'll edit that. We may keep that in.
My Biden's just rambling. That's just saying. Yeah, folks, if you're climbing this tunnel, be ready for the ride. There's Ryan Moore climbing this tunnel. Come on. What are you doing? Running up inside, pointing a gun. Shot out of a cannon. Look, you shot out of a cannon. Come on. Cannon shot. Folks, what are you doing? You got everything. Come on. Actually, Biden would be good on some of these like that. Pitter-patter, quite frankly, a lot of pitter-patter, those quick, tiny little Kyler Murray feet. Oh, the goodness, my goodness, not anybody's goodness, my goodness, the 4-3 was completely unleashed. The number one 4-3 of all time, Kyler Murray somehow breaking the plane, a tremendous plane, and it was broken by tiny little Kyler Murray getting in, chopped those feet up, tremendous tiny little feet moving incredibly quickly. The number one, number one. Number one. He's just number one. He is number one. K1 does a great job. Tremendous job.
We may have to keep all that.
Folks, come on. What are we doing? Keep it even with the politics. You climb the cell, be ready to ride. Come on. Flat shovel, flat face. What are you doing? Knock the pig out of the barn. What are we doing? You knock the pig out of the barn. Hand it. Come on. How's you doing? Carlos. Folks, it's no joke. We're not joking around here. Come on.
The look on the facial expressions are what.
Well, my Biden is he's the only guy who
but it's all of them. Your facial.
But Biden always sounds like he looks like he listens with his eyes. Well, come on, what are we doing? Carry the thing. It's so bad. Like it used to be that you just made fun of politicians and you could just make fun of them. Like I make fun of. I do a lot of corporate events and stuff like that, and a lot of times they get worried about it at the beginning. I'm like, listen, if I can't do it, then don't hire me. But I'm not going to make anybody mad because the whole thing is I'm not taking a side. I'm just making. I'm not talking about the politics.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people. You know, the voices and the way they talk. That's really what it is. Yes. And quite frankly, it's very good.
It is very good.
Probably the best.
All right. So tell everybody one more time what
FrankOnStage.com. We'll get you there. So FrankOnStage.com. Please don't interrupt me during this. Great promo. Incredible promo. We didn't do any of this.
Oh, we didn't.
Should have thought of Jim Rome doing this promo. Probably be even better. FrankOnStage.com. I got Phoenix. Well, first of all, Irvine, California, November 29th. Irvine Improv.
7:30 p.m.
It's a Wednesday. Only doing one day there. Wednesday after Thanksgiving. And then the following week is Denver, which is sold out. That's
the 6th.
The 6th, so we don't need to worry about it. December 7th is CB Live in Desert Ridge. That's sold out. And then I'm going to see Billy Joel. Billy Joel, tremendous entertainer, way better than Caliendo. Going to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks because my 17-year-old daughter loves F1 and Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks.
But not Billy Joel.
I don't think she knows Billy Joel that much yet, but she's going to find out that he's pretty amazing. And then Stand Up Live has the tickets left. So Stand Up Live, downtown Phoenix. Saturday, December 9th, frankonstage.com or standuplive.com. We'll get you there.
And there's two shows on December 9th, 6 p.m.
Yes.
8:30 p.m.
Yes.
Are your shows different? Is it the same?
There's little bits of different. It'll depend on where. Like, since I'm working a bunch of the weeks, the days leading up to it, I'll actually be working on new stuff in between. And so by the time I get there, there will be different things that I haven't done before.
And
there's like from a year ago, there's a lot of Biden stuff now. It's kind of evened out. There were for a while, there was a ton of Trump stuff. Now with Biden, it's just silly. It's just me being dumb.
You are silly.
Folks, and, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
And
come on, talk over me.
These are pretty much for people of all ages, right?
Yeah, I think there's an age limit at Stand Up Live, but I'm a totally clean show, yeah. And the whole show's clean. Because I used to have people come, and if the opener was a little bit dirty, I would get the emails from people. So now I make sure I control the whole show, and it's completely clean. I mean, it's PG at dirtiest. And that's, like, people think they're clean, and that's, I only say the F word six times. Like, it's not clean. It's not clean. This is, right. You can do, anybody could, grandma could come and see it, whatever.
I mean, you could listen to a college basketball broadcast with Walton, and sometimes it's PG-13.
You have idea what's right. Even happening. Yeah. Did they cut that? I don't even know what they said.
The rating doesn't exist.
The rating. We don't have ratings here.
It's not a PG or an R.
No, we don't. This is the greatest rating in the history of Western civilization.
Well,
did the Roman Empire have ratings? No, of course they didn't. Those gladiators fought for their lives. If they were there today, would they have adult content listed as the Romans were doing things that, listen to me cleaning this up as I go along, trying that he would never do. He would just say the things that you couldn't say.
Well, listen, man.
I'm going to work on my wolf for next time. Get it back.
That was Walton, like, turning into the Hulk. That was, like, Banner going to Hulk a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to work on your wolf.
He's got
John C. Reilly has a bubble in his throat,
and Wolf has a complete bubble bath. A bath.
Well, as good as you are, you're an even better person. You're
so true.
Such a great dude.
And honest.
I love hanging out with you.
Yeah.
So go enjoy some college basketball. I know you got the mountain.
Yeah,
I got to
go watch some of that. See what's happening.
A tough life you live.
Listen, it's tough. I'm always coming back from a NASCAR, from an F1 race or whatever.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
And also with you. I'm Catholic.
Always so much fun to have Frank in here, especially this season, with the way things have gone, although there are certainly some bright spots, some encouraging moments for the Cardinals. Obviously, with Kyler Murray back, things are a little different the last couple weeks, but it's nice to have Frank in here, have a little fun, have Frank voice some highlights as some great characters, and we'll have Frank in again, I'm sure, at some point. He's the only three-time guest of the Dave Pasch podcast, and we're going to make it number four at some point. It'll be great when the Cardinals win the Super Bowl. We get Frank in here. You can also see Frank in person. He is performing in the Valley of the Sun December 7th and December 9th. Now, the show December 7th is sold out at Desert Ridge CB Live, but on December 9th, downtown Phoenix, Stand Up Live, he's got two shows, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. That's a Saturday night. You can get tickets at frankonstage.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, the audio version, you can also watch it. It's just as amusing to be able to see Frank's facial expressions as he does the imitations, and also me as I'm falling out of my chair dying laughing. Go to youtube.com/AZCardinals. It's the Cardinals' official YouTube channel, and you can see the podcast there on your tablet, smartphone, or on your television. You can also go and follow us on Twitter at PashPod. We are presented by BetMGM, the official sports betting partner of the Arizona Cardinals, and by Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Thanks again to our guest, the great Frank Caliendo, for joining us, and thanks to you for listening to another edition of the Dave Pasch Podcast.